So,
yes.
Sorry.
All right.
So, how are you doing?
I'm very good. I'm back in Sweden. It snows, but it feels very good to come back to a country where you can understand everyone, you can talk to anyone, and you hear everything. Still, it's strange. Because all the time, the only ones who have been speaking Swedish on this tour are the guys in the band.
Yeah.
So now we think that everyone is addressing us. When someone is speaking somewhere around, we think it's, oh, they're talking about us.
Kind of schizophrenic feeling,
yeah,
I guess.
A little bit. So it's strange, but it's still good to hear Swedish talking again. And yeah, that's about it.
It's good to be home, in other words.
Yeah, it's good to be home.
Okay, you have a new album on the way.
Yes.
What can we expect of that one? Will it carry on in the same Sabaton vein, or have you taken any wider terms?
Some songs were already written for the Primo Victoria album, but were left over due to lack of time.
Okay.
So these songs are now some parts of the new album. They have been rewritten. Some of them have been getting improvements, and a lot of songs have been written, new songs, but still it's very similar album. It's more powerful, I think, and I think it might take longer time, might take more listenings before you appreciate it as much as the previous, because I think it's a little bit more grown up album, but pretty much the same. The lyrics will be about war, as they were in Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
It will be a follow-up.
Yeah, you seem to have a rather strong fascination about wars. How come?
Yeah, I do not know why, but it's an interest, and war is something that affects so many people. For example, if you write a song about a dragon, there's this tale of the dragon over there, and not everyone is affected by that directly. If it's about a war, everyone knows the stories, everyone knows, has feelings, whether it's good, bad, or wherever side they take in the war, everyone is affected by them in some way. So I think it's quite powerful to write about it, and a lot of people says we're doing the right thing so far, and so we did another album with the same theme. I'm not sure if we will do a third album with the theme. We are not sure. We have not thought about it. This is now. Primo Victoria is still now, but the new album is focused on now.
Do you do a lot of research, like watching old documentaries and reading books?
Yes. I buy like all these movies when you get boxes from World War II box, for example, with 15 films in, you can watch for like 50 hours of documentaries, and sometimes you get, oh, this could be cool, and that's a lot of inspiration comes from the TV, from the movies, and we also research on the internet and by reading books. We buy some books if we need some special, if we are not sure if this is correct, then we try to buy a book or something.
Because the lyrics on Primo Victoria, they're rather true to reality, they're not made up in any way.
Yeah, that's what we try to make them. And we also try to not take a moral stand anywhere. We do songs from all sides in the conflicts, so we do not take any particular part.
Okay.
That is one reason for this.
So the new album, what is it going to be called, and when will it be released?
On A, I answer, it's going to be called Atero Dominatus, and on B, I do not know. There is no release date set yet. I received an email today saying that the album will be delayed till this autumn. We expected it to be released in April, May, but now it looks more this autumn.
Okay,
and that the reason I was given for this is that this all bigger tours will be in this autumn and winter, and we will be going on a support tour, perhaps for another band.
Okay.
To promote the release of the album, to make the promotion more efficient in all territories.
Okay.
So that's what I've heard was the reason.
But it's all recorded and completely done.
Yes, very much completed. All that remains is some final adjustments to the booklet.
Okay.
But otherwise, everything's done. So the album was recorded. We finished recording 4 hours before we left on this tour. So we were really, 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 you know, desperate. The last 3 days were desperate.
Okay.
We lost a lot of time. We are recording in an old-fashioned studio, no computers. We store the songs on death tapes, and one of them broke down, so we lost 3 days of work. We had not backed up, we used backups, but we didn't back up for a couple of days, so we lost it all. And we had to start over with that one, and all the keyboards were on that one, were all gone, and all the chorus, all the harmonies of the chorus.
Yeah.
All gone.
Oh.
So it was just to start over, go in there and sing again. So we worked shifts. We worked very hard the last days. And also we had a bad accident. I was injured. I was assaulted by a man with a crowbar.
Oh.
I caught him trying to rob our rehearsal room. Our own studio.
Okay.
I caught him there in the middle of the night. He attacked me with a crowbar. And I spent a couple of days at hospital, and I could not play bass guitar for the most part of the album. And also, this has caused a lot of troubles on this tour, because initially I wasn't able to do all the songs the way they are meant to be. I cannot yet today do everything, and my arm is very weak.
Okay.
So I can't practically lift the bass guitar correctly.
That must be rather frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
Did you suffer any more injuries? Did you injure your arm? Or?
Yeah, my arm was shattered.
Okay.
So, well.
Must have been fairly pissed off at that guy.
Yeah, I was very, very angry, and I was afraid I'm going to miss the tour. I won't be able to play. The doctor says 6 weeks at least before it heals. And so that's practically most of the tour. But anyway. I came to the first show in Manchester and I said, I really fucking want to go on stage. I took a lot of heavy painkillers the first period of the tour.
Yeah.
I did not need to drink alcohol. I was quite dizzy anyway. But it helped, and now I'm here. Today the arm is okay. I do not have the pains that I had at that moment, but still it's weak.
Okay.
I do not have the strength that I want to have.
Good to see that you're recovering.
Yes.
Hope it will be better.
Yeah, it will be better.
Well, back to the album. Who did produce the album, or did you do it yourself?
We do all the producing by ourselves. On both Prima Victoria and Atero Dominatus, we have been working very much the same. We have Tommy Tekgren as the engineer. He probably pushes record and stop. That's what he does. And he helps with the sound. But in the end, we also decide, like, this is the way we want it. We have not dared so far to put in an external producer. And the Prima Victoria album went out very good. And we do not want to try to experiment with the new album too much. We wanted it so that we could... Fans that liked Prima Victoria would not be disappointed at any way on the new album. Not sound-wise.
Okay, and the question is rather obvious. I just have to ask it.
Yes.
Is the new album, are you happy with it, and is it the best album you ever done?
Of course it is. We are very satisfied with it, although we would have... there were still songs left over for this album as well, which we really wanted to record, but due to lack of time, due to troubles, we could not record every song we wanted. We put 9 songs on this, we put 9 songs on Prima Victoria. Prima Victoria went out good. This one has longer songs, so it's more playtime on this one. People won't be disappointed by that. But still, we considered there was some songs we really wanted to record, but we will save them for the next album. But anyway, we are very satisfied with this album, and the album cover is very impressive. And when I saw it first, it was like, oh shit, fuck. Perhaps it's too hard for a band like us. Perhaps it looks more like black metal type album. But I think it's gonna be cool, and I think it's gonna attract more fans. And also the entire artwork for the booklet looks fantastic so far. So everything we are very, very happy with. The mastering went good, and I think it's gonna be a killer album.
Okay, sounds very interesting.
Yes.
We look forward to hear it, because Premium Tour is a great album.
It is. And the new one is, it's bigger. It's more powerful. But still, I think it takes two listens.
Yeah, it is usually those albums that are best.
Yes.
You listen to a couple of times.
Yes.
So, your first album, Fistful Fight.
Yes.
And then you did another album, if I'm correct, Metalizer.
Yes.
And then you did Premium Victoria.
Yes.
But Metalizer was never released.
Exactly. Metalizer, I cannot tell you why. I've been receiving so many, many, many different explanations to this.
Yeah. You had problems with an Italian record company, if I'm correct.
Yes. That's the previous record label, yes. And we do not have any contact with them anymore. The only contact we have with them right now is that we are trying to negotiate for the rights to those two first albums and give them away to the new record label, or sell them, of course. But that is what we are trying to do now. That's what they have been trying all the time we were on tour. Our current record label has been trying to negotiate for the rights, because we think the previous label has done something seriously wrong by not releasing the album, and there must be some point in the contract that we can cause them to break the contract.
Yeah.
And return the album to us. It will make us, it will give us then the rights to release it if we want to.
Yeah.
For the moment, we do not want the album Metalizer to be released, and Fistful Fight is totally out of print. And it is stopped, it will not be reprinted. So, one of our ideas is to put those two into a double CD and release it as, perhaps call it the first years or whatever.
Yeah.
In a couple of years, releasing a double CD with the price of one. Our record label has also considered this. So, if we get the rights, they will be released in the future, but not as their new Sabaton album.
Ah, okay.
Because the songs are old, we cannot release it as a new Sabaton album. Impossible. It will ruin our reputation.
Yeah. Can't you just do remakes of them? Re-record them and release them?
No.
As a new album, but instead a double album.
Yeah, we could re-record them. We own the rights to the songs, not their recording. But, of course, we can re-record them, but we do not want to do that. Even those songs, the songs are good. They are good, we are satisfied with them, but compared to what we do today, they do not reach the same class, to the same...
Not as great.
Not as good, no. But they're still good albums, but compared to Prima Victoria and Altero Dominators, they don't stand a chance.
Okay. So, how do you function as a band? Do you usually get along mostly, or how do you solve conflicts if you have those in your band?
We don't have so many conflicts, because we have been together for so long time. It's only the keyboard players who have changed frequently. The rest of us has been together since the very start of the band, and we are very, very good friends from the beginning. And the band has sort of made us brothers. We spent so much time together in the studios, on tour, doing shows, anywhere, and whenever there's a party, we always show up, everyone, and always drink together, always share, go out, eat together, stuff like that. So we are very, very close, and if there's a problem coming up, we solve it together. There's no one that is a dictator. We work as a band.
Yeah.
Should be.
Yeah, it's good to hear.
Yes.
There's a lot of bands that suffer from eternal struggles.
Yes.
Good to hear that
this
exists.
Yes.
So this tour with Edgar, how has it worked out so far?
Very, very, very good. We had troubles in the UK because we had no catering, no food, no drinks, nothing. And we were only allowed to play for lousy 15 minutes. A lot of people were upset, a lot of fans coming to the venues. We started very early, so a lot of our friends and fans were upset because of the short play time. But once we got out of the UK, things changed. We got now longer sets, and we can improve more. We got more space on the stage to move around on. We didn't have to deal with all the famous rises covering all the stage. So from now on, everything is being doing fine, and sellings are good. We sell a lot of albums on tour. We're having a great, great time, and the two bands are very kind, very funny to be with on tour. We love to be on tour with Edgar. It's very, very, very good for us. And the tour crew has been fantastic. We've been very well treated, so we are very satisfied so far.
Yeah.
And I think Sweden is going to be the best.
Of course. Edgar has sold out a lot of their concerts. It must be rather good for you to reach out to a bigger audience. And
yes, it has been very, very good. From the beginning of the shows, usually there isn't too many Sabaton fans there. But 2,000 people show up to the venues, and when we played in the last two songs, for example, everyone loves us. It's like we win the bigger and bigger audience every day that we are on tour. More and more people show up for every day to see us, and we sell more and more and more albums. So I think on this tour we are the winners. We are the big winners. We have won the most fans of everyone. It's like we are stealing a lot of fans from Edgar and Dragon Force all the time, every day, and our crowd is growing. It's very, very good for us to do this tour.
Must be a perfect situation.
Yes, it is.
So, will you be doing any festival this summer?
We will be doing festivals, yes.
We will be doing festivals. Can you mention any?
No, I cannot, because there's one in Belgium, I don't remember its name, but we are confirmed as headliners for that show.
Oh.
It's not a big festival. I do not know how many people, but still they pay good, and we are obviously headliners, and we sell a lot. We know we sell a lot in Belgium, and the show we're doing now with Dragon Force in Belgium, it's totally sold out a long time ago, and I think that's partly because of Dragon Force and partly because of Sabaton, so it's going to be a very good show. And we've also been asked to do more shows in Belgium along this tour. I met promoters who want to book us for more shows in Belgium. So obviously we have a strong, very, very, very strong support from Belgium. I received tons of emails from there, and it's going to be cool to do that festival. And we have also, we are talking to other festivals, bigger ones, in most parts of Europe, anywhere far from Russia to the west of Europe, down to very Italy, stuff like that. So there will be festivals, that's a promise, but which ones, I cannot tell yet. We have been on this tour, I've not been able to organize everything and sort everything out, so still there's a lot of work that has to be done, but there will be festivals.
Okay.
In Sweden there will be festivals as well, but since we did both Gates of Mel and Sweden Rock Festival last year, we do not want to do that this year, because it might cause people to think that we play everywhere we get. So in the end it might cause people not to show up to our concerts, because Sabaton will play again and again and again. It doesn't matter if I miss them, and that's not what we want to.
Okay.
So, well, it could be cool to go to Sweden Rock Festival.
But yeah, it's a nice festival.
But I think we're gonna be there as just ordinary, decent visitors this year.
Okay. So, well, about Sweden Rock Festival, what do you think of the bands that are booked so far?
I haven't been able to watch Because on this tour I haven't got that so much time on the internet that I have really spent to read about the bands. I know some bands are coming that I really want to see, but none so far that I would pay the full amount to go for. I will pay for the festival, not for the bands.
Okay.
So far.
Yeah, the feeling you get is walking around the area.
Yes.
It's usually great.
It's about it.
Yeah. So another thing, I watched the news one morning and I saw you on television.
Oh, cool. How
did you end up in there? Was only the studio record.
Yeah, I think they called me and said, hey, we want to do something with you. And, well, you can come to the studio. It was, I think, in December, I think they came, I was invited to go talk to them. And I said, why do you want to do an interview now? We have nothing coming now. Everything is later. And the tour wasn't confirmed at that time, I think. And the album was not completed, so I said that there's no use. Why do you want to do something on television with us now that we are not interesting? Why don't do it later? Come to the studio. And they did. So they called one morning and said, hey, can we come and visit you in the studio? Yeah, you come. Wouldn't mind. It's a good promotion to be on television.
Yeah, of course.
I do not know. I haven't seen it by myself, but went out for it. What happened? I do not remember anything. But
I saw it when I woke up on the morning, so I don't remember that much either. But a good start on the day to have a metal TV.
Cool.
So that's about it, I think. So
okay.
Things are looking good for Sabaton, in other words, on you.
Yes, they are. They are going. Everything is going exactly as planned.
Perfect.
So,
okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
I love